Autodesk funds Israeli aid a company Jumper.io. Autodesk has expanded its Internet of Things, IoT, plans by funding Jumper Labs' online electronic design automation, EDA, platform. Jumper.io's, Jumper, browser-based aider gives engineers the ability to define and test their IoT devices using a drag-and-drop user interface, UI, and a virtual testing environment. Once the user defines all of the components of the device, they can then be connected to a digital CPU or microcontroller. Sensors, LED, communication modules and other I/O devices can all be integrated into the digital mockup. Next, engineers can compile control code for the IoT device. The code can then be tested virtually within the Jumper system or by loading the software onto the device with a hardware in the loop, HIL, setup. Engineers can test the systems for bugs, security vulnerabilities, penetration testing and communication protocols. Anything a user can do within a lab to test an IoT product, Jumper hopes to make possible virtually. When you work to develop a device to create the embedded software, you go through a lot of iterations to work and debug the code that controls the device, said Jonathan Susi, CEO of Jumper. You don't need fancy hardware. You can work on it before you get the prototype from the factory. It is far easier to work with and much easier to deliver to other contractors to work on it instead of sending them hardware. A seasoned engineer will note that Jumper will be up against quite a few ADA software options, such as Mentor Graphics, Synopsys Wind River and Solid Thinking's Embed. Does Jumper.io democratize embedded software development tools? Since Jumper is available anywhere on the cloud via browser, it isn't a surprise that the Jumper team is attempting to democratize the development of embedded software. The developers at Jumper are aiming to make the software easy to use in comparison to competitors. Hence the drag-and-drop UI. However, drag-and-drop UI isn't new. Nonetheless, the goal is to have a software that can get a user up and running in the ADA space within a few weeks. Much like other computer-aided engineering, CA, tools, ADA can get rather pricey for the average user. A team of engineers creating the next big IoT thing in the garage can't necessarily afford ADA technology. Jumper wants to change that. Our vision is to remove the obstacle of hardware labs, said Susi. We believe these barriers need to be broken down. It reflects itself in our business model that is more flexible than the licensing and difference business models of others that focus on company size and usage. Unfortunately, Jumper doesn't currently have a product off the shelf at the moment, but the team is working with a handful of customers and has received a lot of interests from others. The goal is to have them all on board in about 6 months. Jumper will also be available on the Autodesk Forge platform. This will allow engineers to utilize Jumper and Autodesk's cloud services, API and SDK. This will help facilitate the creation of data, apps, experiences and services that will define the IoT device under development. In addition to bringing Jumper onto the Autodesk Forge platform, the added funds will also help the fledgling company to officially launch a product of its own. The company's target market for Jumper at the moment will consist of the industrial IoT, IoT, in particular applications for factories, hospitals and smart cities. There are enough people going after the autonomous car anyway. Forge Fund brings Autodesk alumni back to the fold. The marriage of Jumper to Autodesk brings one of the Israeli company's co-founders back into the Autodesk family. Back in 2009, Susi sold his first company, Plan Platform, to Autodesk. The company supplied a mobile CAD software called VisualTao. This company would one day become Autodesk's first move into the cloud and cloud services. Hence, VisualTao would morph into Autodesk's mobile version of AutoCAD. Israel is a hotbed for innovation and its startup community is leading breakthroughs in how IoT products are designed, tested and brought to market, said Scott Rees, Vice President for Cloud Products at Autodesk. After the acquisition, Susi served as Autodesk's leader in the company's Tel Aviv, Israel office. He served in this role for many years until he decided to create Jumper with co-founders Dan Shamesh, Jumper CTO, and Yavin Nissenbaum, Jumper Vice President of Product. Since 2009 up until about 18 months ago, John led our operations in Israel to grow our presence and reputation in there. Our presence and reputation has a very positive place in Israel, said Bill Dannon, Director of Public Relations at Autodesk. When he left, we expressed an interest to work with him in the future, and his idea for Jumper was good and a known quantity for us, as he has the ability to make a successful startup. How to get in on Autodesk's Forge Fund. Back in December 2015, Autodesk announced its $100 million Forge Fund. The aim of this fund is to help technical startups bring their solutions onto the Forge platform. The business case for the fund is to help the development of Forge's cloud-connected ecosystem. Currently, Forge has over 400 apps and services for engineers to access when designing their products. Autodesk is committed to supporting early-stage companies that are pushing the envelope for digital manufacturing and IoT, as shown by our prior investment in IoT platform provider Sibo, and now Jumper for a complete and easy-to-use IoT design process, added Rees. So, what set Jumper apart from other tech products eligible for the Forge Fund? To that, Josh Ewing, Corporate Development at Autodesk, said, one reason for investing in Jumper was that what the company is doing is very synergistic to Autodesk Fusion products. You can look to Fusion 360 and Jumper to make products smarter, how they are made and how they are used. In other words, once an engineer finishes a product design in Fusion 360 in the ADA design with Jumper, one of the next stages in the workflow would be to get that hardware set up on the IoT using Fusion Connect to analyze and manage the data coming off the product. Seems very synergistic to me. If one were to approach Autodesk for some of the Forge Fund, they might look to the company's coverage gaps and see how they might be filled with technology they have. To find out more about the Forge Fund, follow this link.